Dayton Flyer Baseball is on the air. Today's game is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Let's head out to the field for all the exciting play-by-play action of UD Baseball. Here's the voice of the Flyers, Doug Brown. And good afternoon, everybody, from Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. We welcome you to Dayton Flyer Baseball. This afternoon, they start a five-game homestand with the starting it off with the Toledo Rockets. The Rockets come into this game with a record of 4-7 overall. They have yet to play a MAC game. They are out of the Midwestern Athletic Conference, or Mid-American Conference. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of the high schools up north here. They've won one in a row. They defeated Southeast Missouri State 10-9 on Sunday. The Flyers come into this game with a record of 5-5. They've won two in a row. They defeated High Point on Saturday and Sunday, and a game on Sunday that was a lot closer than I think they wanted it to be. But anyway, the Flyers have come in with a two-game winning streak. Last time these two teams played was last April 25th here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium when Toledo defeated Dayton 9-3. Like I said, Sunday was the last time these teams played. Toledo won 10-9 over Southeast Missouri State. Toledo scored seven times in the fourth inning and en route to a 10-9 win. Toledo hit four home runs on Sunday. Caden Konzak hit a solo home run in the second inning. Owen Jackson hit a three-run homer, and Braden White hit a three-run homer in the seventh inning. And Scott Makowicz, he homered in the eighth. So they can hit the long ball. But today, I don't know if that's going to happen or not. But anyway, Dayton defeated High Point 13-12. Dayton scored six times in the seventh inning and three in the eighth. High Point rallied back with six runs in the bottom of the ninth inning as Dayton held on for a 13-12 win over the High Point Panthers. Eddie Yaman and Paxton Tomani each had home runs, and Carlos Castile went 4 of 6 in the game, and Ivan Arias went 3 for 6. Yaman also had three RBIs, and Alejandro Cazorla, who is not in the lineup tonight, he had three RBIs. Next up for Toledo is a trip to Akron for their Mid-American Conference opener with the Akron Zips, and the Flyers have a four-game homestand with the South Dakota State Jackrabbits. I like that name, Jackrabbits. All the games will begin at noon here at AES Ohio Stadium. I hope you can come out and join us for those four games at doubleheader Saturday. Since 2005, Dayton leads the all-time series here between Dayton and Toledo, 13-12, and Dayton has won the last 6 of 10. So when we come back, we will be talking to the head coach of the Dayton Flyers, and Jason King will do that right after this, and then followed up by the player profile with Nick Wissman. Do that right after this. You're listening to Dayton Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet. Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer.
Lilly's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lilly's New Creation. Joining us now is the head coach of the Dayton Flyers, Jason King. And Jason, a 3-4 road trip. Were you happy with it?
Yeah, I think in some ways yes, in some ways no. I think you always want to do some things better, but you know, we did a lot of good things, saw a lot of things, which I think is very important this time of year. A lot of people got in and played, and did. Some guys did well. Some guys need to do better, but in general, we saw a lot of things, so that's always good. But overall, yeah, I thought it was just what we needed.
Getting 8 runs against Vanderbilt, that was something.
Yeah, yeah, the guys came through there in the end of that game, and then you know, that was a great win for the program, and it has a lot of meaning in a lot of different ways. But you know, for the program, it's a very, very good win.
Yeah, you played Wake Forest tight in that last game, but what was the experience like for you guys going down to Wake?
Yeah, there I just thought we didn't pitch enough to keep us in games. Obviously, they have high end pitching, especially their starters, and we were going to need to pitch well to be able to beat those guys, and we knew that going in. And then I don't think we did enough to keep runs off the board. And when you play a team like that with the pitching that they have, it's difficult to win.
Last over the weekend, you take 2 out of 3 from High Point, and that was a little nerve-wracking that last game. Then you up 13-12 or 13-8 or something like that, and they come back.
Yeah, I think you know, our hitters did a great job pretty much the whole weekend, and you know, they had a good lineup too. We kept them down quite a bit, and then, you know, at the end there, it just seemed like everything we were throwing in there, they liked. And that was just good to, you know, like when stuff like that happens and you have, you know, like McGovern stepping up there at the end to find a way to win us that ball game. Those are the things that you want to see. But you also want to see sometimes the negative things when things are tight, because it kind of gives you a picture of what it all looks like in situations like that. So it was nice to get out of there with a series win, but certainly we made it more interesting than we needed to.
Yeah, I was sitting there watching the game on TV, and okay. Of course, I knew I knew the outcome before I started watching the game, because I watched it on replay.
But got it.
But I would have been nervous.
Yeah, you would have. Yeah, it was one of those games at the end. You weren't expecting that to happen, and it just kind of happened very quickly.
Yeah, it did.
But it was nice to get out of there with a win.
Okay, you got Toledo coming up today, and then a series with South Dakota State. Talk about Toledo.
Toledo can always hit. I mean, they always have a good team, and you know, right now it's just a matter of you know, who can come up with the big hits with the runners on, and then who can make the big pitches with runners on. I think that's kind of where we're at, and that's kind of what we're looking to try to find out. But I really like where the offense is at. And I like where the pitching's going to be. It's just not quite there yet. But today is another day where we can see some more guys and see what they're capable of doing.
Yeah, you had talk about Ryan McDougal. That kid, he's just surprised at you every time he comes up to the plate, doesn't he?
He's a good hitter. He's a guy that we committed very early in the process. And, you know, that kid's been hitting home runs since he was – you know, 15 years old. So we kind of know what he has inside of him. We know the kind of talent he has. And, you know, now it's for us as coaches, it's just to make sure that we're making guys have the matchups that are favorable. So some of the lefties that we saw recently were just unfavorable. But early on, we wanted to see him against righties and lefties just to see what it all looked like. But he's in there today, and we really like what he does and what he's capable of doing and how he shows up to the park every day.
Yeah, he's from your neck of the woods, too.
Yeah, he is. He's from about 20 minutes from where I grew up, and we speak the same language.
Red Sox?
Yeah, the Red Sox. You know, you got that. You got the little accent. He doesn't quite have it, but.
No, he doesn't?
Nah, he has maybe a little bit, but nothing that serious.
Well, you're going to teach him.
Yeah. He'll hang around me long enough. Some will rub off on him.
Well, Coach, you know, you got South Dakota State coming up this weekend, but first it's Toledo, so let's win 3 in a row.
Let's do it.
Jason King, we'll be back with more after this timeout. You're listening to the pregame show here on the Gem City Esports Network.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal need. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com. ProfilerInc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website at specialwishdayton.org or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
Today's player profile is being brought to you by Profiler Performance Products. Joining us today is a Dayton native and Nick Wisman. He's from Chaminade Julianne. He's a senior, and Nick, thanks for coming on.
Of course, thanks for having me. Let's do it.
Yeah, we did this last year. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah. I didn't know what to expect last year, but
you don't know what to expect this year because they're all changed.
That is true.
I've changed them, so there are a few that might be the same, but
okay. Yeah,
not all of them. But anyway, okay, Nick. What's your major and how's that going so far?
Well, I graduated last spring, and I had a major in marketing, so right now I'm just in post-grad, going to class when I can, and then heading right over here, so it's all going good.
So how many classes do you have a week?
Right now, I just have one on Monday, Wednesday, so.
Oh, that's not
it's,
bad.
It's pretty light, so I guess that's the life of a post-grad, though. So.
Yeah. Well, yeah, you get to play baseball and go to school and stuff like that.
It's,
you know,
it's great.
Yeah, you could probably make money on the side too by working.
Have enough time.
If you have enough time. How old were you when you first started playing baseball?
Oh man, I had to have been organized baseball was probably like when I was around 5 or 6 is when I started like T-ball and stuff. But I mean, I'm sure as long as I can remember, I've had a ball and bat in my hand, so it's about 23 years worth of it, but it's been a while.
Where'd you play around here, besides Howell Field?
We grew up in Vandalia, so the Vandalia Rec Center, they had a league that I played in for a while, and then I got into the Dayton Thunderbirds, which is around here. We played different years at Patterson Park. One of the years we even played here at the softball field, so. And then from there, it was Dayton Sluggers, Miami Valley Prospects, so.
Okay. Do you have any hobbies outside baseball if you have time?
I've recently gotten into movie watching, which I don't know if that's more of a hobby or me just being lazy, but that's something I've enjoyed doing recently, so.
Have you seen that new movie, Triangle Park?
I have not, no.
You know what that's about, right?
I'm assuming Triangle Park.
No.
It's not?
It's about the first football game that was played there.
Okay. Well, I knew that.
Okay.
I knew that was, there's a movie about it?
Yeah.
No way.
It's called Triangle Park.
Well, I'm going to have to watch it now because, I knew that with the NFL, but.
It was filmed down there, too.
Okay.
You know where that big field is across the parking lot?
Yeah.
That's where the games were filmed. They couldn't do it on the field itself because it was still baseball.
Okay.
So, or they couldn't do it because there wasn't enough room or something like that. So, yeah, but that's where it was.
I'll have to check it out.
And some of the scenes were filmed inside the park itself, you know, like on the trails and stuff.
Yeah.
Right there. Yeah, like the one coming down to the parking lot.
Yeah.
They were on that one.
I don't know how I didn't know about that.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's I don't know where it's at. I know it was down at the Neon for a while, but I don't know where it's at now. Is there a player you watched growing up and wanted to be like? Since you're a sidewinder, I figured it'd be somebody that threw that way.
Well, I've only been doing the whole sidewinder thing for a few years now, but I mean, growing up, I was a big Reds fan, so like my earliest memories, like watching Barry Larkin, Ken Griffey, those guys, and then. You know, had those teams like around 2010 with Brandon Phillips, Joey Votto, Well, back then I wanted to be a hitter, so it wasn't too much like pitching I was paying attention to, but really just a lot of the Reds players through these years I really looked up to, so any one of those.
Yeah, you've been here for 4 years now, going on five.
Yeah.
If you had a chance to talk to a recruit, you probably had. What is one thing that you would tell them about Dayton?
I would say we're able to build a really close family-like culture here, and I think that's a lot to do with Coach King. I mean, I know it's – I'm sure that's something you'll hear if you ask any program, but just talking to some guys that have come in from different schools and JUCOs and all that stuff, even they will say that compared to the other places they've been. You get really close really fast with everyone here, staff included, so I would say that probably sticks out more than anything else.
Do you tell them about the city itself and some of the places they can go?
Yeah. I mean for me, I love the city, and I think it's great, but you get some of these Florida guys coming in, they're like, they don't know what's going on here, but no, it's a great city, and there's a lot to do. You got to find it. So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you got the Oregon District, you got Carolyn Park, you got the Air Force Museum, you got all kinds of historic places, Triangle Park. Yeah, a lot of things to do here in Dayton, that's for sure. What do you believe is the greatest challenge athletes face today?
I would probably say like time management and just being disciplined with your time. I mean, nowadays I would say there's a lot of distractions outside of baseball that you can easily get caught into, but I mean, if you want to be great and win it, you know, the levels we're trying to do, you kind of have to make some sacrifices, set some pretty hard priorities, and stay true to them. So I'd probably say just being disciplined with your time, making the right sacrifices, and understanding why you're doing them.
How do you think your teammates and coaches would describe you?
I would say probably super laid back. I mean, I don't really ever get too high or low, whether it's in the game, watching the game. It's just kind of go with the flow. Never really get too wound up over anything. So I'd probably say even keel, lay back, things of that nature.
You didn't get excited beating Vandy?
Oh, I mean, I know the video, there wasn't too much emotion. I mean, but I was more exhausted than anything for that game to be over because, I mean.
Yeah, you went a few innings, too.
Yeah, the pitch count was kind of getting up there. Obviously, it was high stress. Like, yeah, they had the tying run up for the last few outs. But, no, it was just a sigh of relief to be able to get that one done. So, I think after, it was on the bus ride back, it kind of hit me. And the emotions kind of started rushing in. But on the field, it was just, all right, it's over. Yeah. Like, we got it done.
Okay. Now that you've been here for 4 years, can you describe Coach King in one word?
In one word?
Yeah.
I would say competitor. Competitor is the biggest one, I mean, in everything he does, whether it's baseball or just the most random thing ever. He loves to compete. He loves to win. And we've kind of taken upon ourselves that kind of same mentality. So, competitor for sure.
A couple weeks ago, I was here and noticed there was a ping pong table in the locker room.
Yeah,
you any good at it?
So we had.
I'm going to ask everybody this. So.
No, we had, and you should get the same answers because we had a legit ranking. Like we had for the entire off season, and then up until like. I think when we came back from winter, we finally got rid of it because the season was coming around, and we wanted to focus solely on baseball. But for the entire year, we had a ping pong ranking that we updated dang near every day. And for the most part, for the entire time, basically, I was number two.
Who's number one?
And
then?
Austin Brush. I'll give it to him. Austin Brush was one. I gave him a few good runs. I had my turns of beating him, but he kind of cemented himself as number one. It was him, me, Waddy, that kind of held that top three the entire year. Okay. So,
none of the coaches?
Well, Coach, so it, you have to ask everyone, too, because there's see, Coach King uses a different paddle than all of us. He has his own paddle that he uses.
Oh, yeah?
And he likes to play by his specific rule set, which doing so, he is one of the best, but there's an asterisk next to his name.
Oh, okay.
When we had the rankings up there for that reason. But no, Coach King is he's very good. And then, and then Zach's pretty good as well, but he's decent.
Do you have a favorite TV show?
Or
sitcom, either one.
I would say, I mean, growing up, I watched, like, Full House and Friends. That was something I watched a lot growing up. So just, I'd say probably those two. I mean,
okay,
other than that.
If you had a chance to be on those, either one of those shows, would you go? Chance to be a guest?
Oh, for a guest? Yeah. That'd be a ton of fun. Meet some really cool people.
Oh,
so.
Oh yeah, you do that. After you graduate from Dayton, would you like to continue to play baseball elsewhere? The summer leagues or something like that?
I mean, I would like to. I mean, hopefully, if everything works out, hopefully I'm fortunate enough to get a chance at pro ball. But that's plan A. If not, then...
you always got your major.
Yeah, either you do that, and then I'd like to still play, like, I mean, in that Wolves League.
Oh, okay.
I'll probably be playing there, but if it's not pro ball, it'll probably just be something like that, but we'll see. We'll see how it goes.
Okay. If someone were to give you $1 million after you graduate or after you get out of school, you can't do it now, but if after you get out of school, what would you do with it? What would be the first thing you do with it?
Well, if my parents don't force me to to stash it away and keep it safe, if it was spending money, it would probably be, I mean, I'm not a huge shoe guy, but I would go get a few pairs.
Nikes or Air Jordans?
Some of everything, really.
Oh,
I mean,
okay.
I'd probably get. But other than that, I mean, I would save. I would want to save some of it. But if I had it all to spend, a lot of it would be on shoes.
Okay.
And then I'd have to find out as we go for all the other stuff.
What is your favorite sports moment that has happened to you in your lifetime so far? I think I got an idea, but...
It's, just one.
It could be a couple.
The ones that stick out for me, it's a couple state championships at CJ.
That's what I was going to say.
Are definitely at the top, and then I'd say even that Vandy one we had a couple weeks ago was one that's up there for sure. But I mean, it's hard to beat what we did
at
CJ. It was a few special years, special teams there. But hopefully I can replace that with an A-10 championship, because that would be the top one for sure if we can get that done this year. So, but for now, it's hard to beat those years in 18-19.
Oh, yeah. Who's been the most influential person in your life so far?
I mean, I would say both my parents. I mean, a lot of what I do today and just, like, the manner in which I behave and kind of view things, it all comes from them. So whether it's just kind of like my mannerisms, my faith, stuff like that, it's pretty much all of it's stuff that I learned from them just growing up. So I'd definitely say those two.
Okay, now, here's going to be a tough one.
Okay.
You can go throughout baseball on this. If you were a coach and you had the chance to pick your team and your team only,
mm-hmm.
who would be the starting nine?
Oh, man. I can take anybody.
And anybody.
All levels?
Yeah, all levels. Yeah, I mean, you could go Babe Ruth or Ken Griffey or Barry Larkin or Lou Gehrig, you know, going that, you know.
Yeah.
Going wherever, you know.
Trying to think. Outfield. Outfield, Trout, Acuna, Griffey.
Junior or senior?
Junior.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, senior wasn't half bad.
No, he was good.
Yeah.
But junior's a little bit different. So.
Well, yeah, he's quite different.
Around the infield, probably like prime A-Rod at third, Joe Morgan second. Probably take Pujols at first, and then I'll live and die by this. Carlos Castillo. There's nobody else I'd rather want at shortstop behind me pitching. I'm taking Lito at short amongst the greats.
Okay.
And then I'll put myself on the mound, and then I gotta go with the second half of the batter, Nolan Watson, behind the dish. There's no one else I'd rather throw to. So.
Okay. Well, Nick, once again, thank you for coming on and doing this, and let's have some fun this year.
I know
you're going to have fun. I know
you
always have fun, and that people, I've got. What's the look on some of the faces when they after your first pitch, you come down under? What's the look on their face? Do you see it or not?
I don't see anything, but there are definitely sometimes, and this is more so. Maybe not so much now, just because, like, the scouting report's out. But when I first started, that first warm-up pitch, you kind of hear, like, the from the other dugout. It's something I thought was funny early on. I don't get too much of it now, but it's something that it definitely existed. So it's always fun, though.
Well, Nick, good luck today, and good luck the rest of the year.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
And welcome back to Dayton Flyer Baseball here on the Gem City Sports Network. Game time temperature 49 degrees with a stiff wind out of the north at 12 miles an hour. It's not going to be good for home run hitting today. So we'll see what happens. Ryan Steinhauer on the mound for the Flyers. He's made four appearances. He's just started one game. He picked six innings, gave up four hits, five runs, all earned. He's walked four, struck out seven, has a 7.50 ERA. He will face this starting lineup for the Toledo Rockets. Leading off and playing center field will be Garrett Pike. Batting second at second base, Scott Makowicz. Batting third at the DH will be Braden White. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Luke Walton. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Caden Konzak. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Wes Parker. Batting seventh, the catcher, Trey Wright. Batting eighth, the third baseman, Trey Mariano. And batting ninth, the shortstop, J.P. Wagner. On the mound, Matt Lolito. Once again, for the Rockets, it'll be Pike, Makowicz, and White. Walton, Konzak, Parker, Wright, Mariano, and Wagner. So Ryan Steinhauer finishing up his warm-ups out on the mound. The left-hander from Saline, Michigan. He is a marketing major, and he is a graduate student. So he came back to finish out his eligibility here at the University of Dayton. So, sit back and enjoy today's game between the Rockets and the Flyers. Give a shout out to a good friend of mine from the Toledo area. I worked with him down here at WKEF and WRGT TV. Ryan Brandt listening in. Rocket fan from birth. I won't hold that against you right now. Okay. Here we go. Leading it off will be Garrett Pike, batting 214 with no home runs and a run batted in. Batting left-handed. Steinauer delivers the first pitch a little bit outside, and we are underway here at AES Ohio Stadium. Steinauer rocks and fires in a ground ball at the first base side. Yaman, he's going to flip it over to Steinauer, and that's one up, one down. Then bring up Scott Makowicz. Makowicz batting 250 with no with two homers and two runs batted in. He's got two doubles to his name also. Batting left-handed. Makowicz is a sophomore from Cohos, New York. First pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. One down here in the first. Steinauer going from the stretch. Here's the pitch. Ball in the dirt. Gets away from Watson. Defensively for the Flyers, it goes like this. Yaman at first, Arias at second, Castillo at short, Doby at third, Mendez in left, Pedano in center, Tamani in right, Watson behind the plate. Next pitch is outside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Watson behind the plate. Steinauer on the mound for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball four. So Makowicz is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Braden White. White batting 360, right. Or white. You got a right and a white in there. Braden White standing in. He's got a home run and eight runs batted in. Batting 367. Runner at first base with one down here in the first inning. Glad you can join us on this cool. Throw over to first. Makowicz gets back safely. 1-0. Welcome those of you who listen or who root for the Toledo Rockets. Here's a stretch. Look over at first base. Steinauer delivers. In there for a called strike one. No balls and a strike. To Braden White. Luke Walton on deck. Outfield. Kind of shaded to the right or to the left. It's over to first and Makowicz gets back safely. Kind of shaded to the right. Pedano's shaded to the right side of second base. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to the shortstop. Castillo grabs it. Steps on first, on second for one. Over to first. Double play. So, no runs. No hits. No errors. Nobody left on at the end of half inning. It's the Rockets nothing and the Flyers coming up. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.usso.org.
And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Doug Brown with you. Here's the starting lineup for the Dayton Flyers under head coach Jason King in his seventh year here. Leading off, playing second base, will be Ivan Arias. Batting second at shortstop, Carlos Castillo. Batting third, the third baseman, Mason Doby. Batting fourth, the left fielder, David Mendez. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Eddie Yaman IV. Batting sixth, the catcher, Nolan Watson. Batting seventh, the center fielder, David Pedano. Batting eighth, the designated hitter, Ryan McDougal. And batting ninth, the right fielder, Paxton Tomandy. Once again for the Flyers, it's Arias at second, Castillo at short, Doby at third. Mendez in left, Yaman at first, Watson behind the plate, Pedano in center, McDougal the DH, and Paxton Tomandy in right field. On the mound will be Matt Lolito. He's making his third appearance, first start of the year. He's pitched an inning and two-thirds, given up four hits, four runs, three of them earned. He's walked one, struck out none. It's got a 16.20 ERA. So here we go. Arias batting right-handed, batting 316 with a home run, seven runs batted in. He's also got a double and a triple. Here's the pitch by Lolito, high and inside, ball one. Arias batting 316. Good crowd on hand here at AES Ohio Stadium. Here's fly ball heading out towards right field. Right fielder coming in Konzak, and he's got it. There's one down. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Carlos batting 500 with a home run, six runs batted in. He's got two doubles to his name also. He's out with an injury for a couple of games. Now he's back. Here's the pitch. And the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Here's a windup and a pitch by Lolito. In there for a called strike one. One ball, one strike with one out here in the bottom half of the first inning. No score. Lolito gets the sign and he delivers, and a ground ball hits the shortstop, Wagner. It's going to pick it up, fire over to Parker at first, two down. They bring up Mason Doby. Mason batting 211 with no home runs and three runs batted in. He's got a double to his name. Left-hander standing in. Switch hitter, I should say. Two down here in the first. David Mendez on deck. There's the pitch. In there for called strike on the corner. The ball's in a strike. Lolito delivers in the dirt for a ball. One ball, one strike. Wind blowing in. It's going to be tough to get a ball out of here today. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. Ball and two strikes. Two out here in the bottom of the first inning. Lolito rocks and fires, and a ground ball hits to the second baseman. Picking it up is Makowicz. Fires over to Parker. Three up, three down here in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left at the end of one. No score. Back after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball on the Gem City Sports Network. Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Man, do I love card night. You ready, boys? You got a king?
Go fix that!
Oh, come on!
This is WWE superstar Titus O'Neil.
It only takes a moment to make a moment.
Take time to be a dad today. Learn more at 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. No scores. We move to the top half of the second inning, and due up for the Rockets will be Walton, Konzak, and Parker. No score between the Rockets and the Flyers here in inning number two. Rockets will be on the road this weekend as they will travel across state over to Akron. Take on the Zips in the MAC opener form. First pitch to Luke Walton is in there for a called strike. Walton stepping in, batting 250 with no home runs, two runs batted in. Steinauer going from the stretch. He rocks and fires. There's a foul at the plate. No balls and two strikes. Walton has four doubles to his name, too. Four of his five hits. Steinauer sets and fires. Up high for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Dimensions here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. 330 down the lines. 375 to the alleys in right and left center field. 400 to dead center field. Here's a pitch and a ground ball. Past Arias into center, into right field. So the first hit of the game goes to Luke Walton. Got a few Toledo fans here today.
Right fielder, number 7, Caden Konzak.
That'll bring up Caden Konzak. Konzak batting 304 with a home run and a run batted in. Left-hander standing in with a runner at first base and nobody out. Steinauer sets and looks over at first, now delivers. Swing, and he misses strike one. The ball's in a strike. Back here on Friday with the game against San Diego State, South Dakota State. First pitch at noon. Here's a pitch and a ground ball foul down the first base side. Right to the Flyer dugout. No balls and two strikes to count. To Caden Konzak. There's a stretch. And he looks over at first base and he fires. And the dirt ball gets away from Watson. And Walton's going to go to second on the pass ball. So ball and two strikes to count now to Luke or to Konzak. Wes Parker on deck. There's a stretch by Steinauer. He's going to check the runner back at second base and Walton here. He delivers and a ground ball right to Yaman at first base. He's going to take it himself. And going to third base will be Walton. So one down, that'll bring up Wes Parker. Parker back at batting 269 with a home run, four runs batted in. But his family sitting right below us. So if you hear a lot of cheering, that's for him. From Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. There's a stretch and the pitch. And they're for called strike one. No balls and a strike to Parker. Parker has 7 hits and 26 at bats. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for ball. One ball, one strike. Steinauer trying to get out of this inning unscathed, but it got a tall test, heavy task against him right now. Checks the sign. Now he sets and looks over, takes a quick peek over third. Now he fires. In the dirt for ball two. Two balls and a strike. This area is going to be quite busy over the weekend. Starting tonight, they got basketball over UD Arena. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Two balls and two strikes. Steinauer trying to get the strikeout on ground out that's going to keep Walton at third. Here's a stretch. And the pitch. And the dirt for ball three. 3-2. High school basketball will be played over here at the arena the rest of the week. And I tell you what, they got 6 games on Saturday. So if you're a basketball junkie, there's the that's the place to be on Saturday. Starting at noon. Or no, 10 o'clock. Here's the pitch. Swing! And I missed strike three. First strikeout for Ryan Steinauer, and that'll bring up Trey White. White batting 125 with no home runs and a run batted in. So two down. Luke Walton standing over at third base. A lot of left-handers coming in or playing today for the Rockets. Here's the pitch and a foul back. No balls and a strike. The left-hand hitting catcher. Steinauer checks his wrist, and they got those things where you get the signs off the from the dugout. Pitches in there for a called strike two. Breaking pitch. Steinauer on the verge of getting out of this inning. But I don't shading a little bit to the right as the wind is blowing out that way towards right field. Here's the pitch. Ground ball to Castillo at short. Picks it up. Fires over to Yaman. Got him. And that's going to do it for the Rockets here in the second inning. You get no runs on a hit, no errors, and a runner left on. At the end of an inning and a half, it's the Flyers nothing and the Rockets nothing. Back with the second inning for the Flyers right after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we move to the bottom half of the sixth, or second inning. Flyers nothing, Rockets nothing, and it'll be Mendez, Yaman, and Watson up for the Flyers. We play here in the bottom of the second inning. Once again, I'd like to welcome all of you from listening in from the Toledo area and also a Rocket fan and also, of course, the loyal University of Dayton Flyer fans. This is our third season in broadcasting UD baseball. Enjoyed every minute of it, too. Jason King does a great job. So here we go. Stepping in will be David Mendez, batting 583 with a home run and five runs batted in. He's got seven hits in 12 at-bats, and he scored six times. So here we go. Lito delivers, and this is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. Wind blowing out towards, blowing in from left field. Here's a fly ball out towards right center field. That is going to be caught by the right fielder, Konzak. And there's one up, one down. And to bring up Eddie Yaman, the fourth. Eddie batting 211 with two home runs and eight runs batted in. 8 for 38 on the year. He's got a double to his name. Two home runs, of course. People bundled up here today. 49 degrees outside. Stiff wind blowing in from the north. Ground ball to third baseman. He picks it up, fires over to first. Got him. Two up, two down. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Nolan batting 206 with a home run, four runs batted in. Out of the seven hits he has two doubles, a triple, and a home run. So two down here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's a pitch by Lolito. Gets past the catcher and goes back to the backstop. 0-1 to count. There's a pitch, and that hit him. So Watson will be the first man to reach base for the Flyers.
The center fielder, number 9, David Pedano.
That'll bring up David Pedano. Pedano batting 276 with no home runs and 3 runs batted in. 8 hits and 29 at bats. He's got 2 doubles and a triple. I think that triple came the other day at High Point. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike 1. No balls and a strike. 2 down here in the second inning. Here's the pitch. This is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. 2 down here in the bottom of the second inning. No score. Runner goes. A swing and a miss. They fire down to second. And ball gets away from the shortstop. They called him out. I have to figure that one out. Ball got away from the catcher. Anyway, that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the second. No runs on a no hits, no errors, and nobody left. At the end of 2, Flyers nothing, Rockets nothing. Back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. Trey Mariano will lead it off for the Rockets here in the top half of the third inning. No score. Mariano batting 048 with no home runs and no runs batted in. He's 1-4-21 on the year. Here's a pitch by Steinauer. Pitch is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes to the leadoff hitter here in the third. Overcast skies here in Dayton today. It rained earlier. Here's a pitch. It's in there for called strike 1. One ball, one strike. Here's a pitch. Just misses low for ball 2. 2 balls and a strike. Steinauer sets and fires the 2-1. Got the outside corner for a called strike 2. 2 balls and 2 strikes. On deck, it'll be J.P. Wagner, then the top of the order, Garrett Pike. Swing and a miss, strike 3. Second strikeout for Steinauer.
The shortstop, number 12, J.P. Wagner.
That'll bring up J.P. Wagner. Wagner batting 269 with no home runs and 2 runs batted in. Batting left-handed. Here's a pitch. This is low for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Here's the wind-up, or the pitch. And Nipper called strike one. It was a pitch by Steinhauer. In there for called strike two. Ball and two strikes to count. Other games today in the A-10. Virginia, number 13, Virginia, is at George Washington. Davidson is at number 19, South Carolina. Here's a ground ball, first base side to Yaman. He's going to take it himself, step on the bag, and there's two down. That'll bring up the top of the order in Garrett Pike. Pike grounded out to Yaman, who flipped it over to Steinhauer, leading off the game. Other games today, Davidson is at South Carolina. St. Bonaventure is at Pittsburgh. Richmond is at James Madison. Marist is at Fordham, and VCU is at East Carolina. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. Top 25 games, LSU is at Southeastern Louisiana. UCF is at number 4, Florida. Texas Southern is at Texas A&M. Here's the pitch. This is outside for ball two, 2-0. Southern Indiana is at Tennessee. Kansas State at Clemson. VCU is at East Carolina, like I said. Georgetown is at number 12, Duke. Pitches in there for a called strike, 2-1 to count. Troy is at number 16, Alabama. South Carolina Upstate is at Coastal Carolina. And Air Force is at Auburn. Pitches down low for ball. 3-1 to count to the leadoff hitter, Garrett Pike. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip right into the gut of Nolan Watson. Three balls, two strikes, two out, nobody on here in the top half of the third inning. Steinhauer rocks and fires, and a swing and a miss, strike three. As the Rockets go down in order, no runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. It. At the end of two and a half, it's the Flyers nothing and the Rockets nothing. Back after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, we welcome you back to Flyer Baseball as we move to the bottom half of the third inning. No score between the Rockets and the Flyers, and coming to the plate will be Ryan McDougal, Paxton Tomani, and then the top of the order, and Ivan Arias. So Ryan McDougal stepping in, batting 276. He has three home runs, nine runs batted in. He is 8-for-29 on the year. First pitch is in there for a called strike one. Ryan from up in Massachusetts way. Here's a pitch and a ground ball first base side and foul. Down into the Dayton bullpen where there's nobody sitting. And I don't blame them. Of course, the wind's coming right in from center field now. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes to McDougal. Paxton Tomani on deck. Here's the pitch. Foul back into the screen. Count stays. One ball, two strikes. Swing and a miss. Strike three on McDougal. First strikeout for Lolito, and that'll bring up
the right fielder, number one,
Paxton Tomani standing in. One down here in the third. First pitch is inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Tomani batting 258 with a home run, three runs batted in. There's the pitch. This is for a ball. One ball, no strike, or two balls and no strikes. South Dakota State here on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Pitch is in there for called strike one. Two balls, one strike, one out here in the bottom of the third inning. No score. There's the pitch. Ground ball foul. Almost got Arias. He had to duck out of the way as it hit the screen. 2-2 the count. There's the pitch. Three balls and two strikes to Paxton. There's the pitch. Inside, ball four. Tomani on with a walk.
Ivan Arias,
who flied out to right his first time up. Ivan, a transfer from Vanderbilt. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Ivan, a sophomore from Boston, Massachusetts. He's undecided on his major. Here's the pitch. And never called strike two. Ivan played in five games with the Commodores last year. Finished the season 0-for-2 with a walk. Here's the pitch. Outside for ball one. One ball and two strikes. Carlos Castillo on deck. Lolito looks over at first base and delivers the 1-2. Line drive right to this third baseman, over to first. And luckily, Tomani gets back in there.
The shortstop. Carlos Castillo.
That'll bring up Carlos Castillo, grounded out to short his first time up. Lolito sets and looks over at first base. Delivers in there for a called strike one. There's the pitch. Got the corner for called strike two. No balls, two strikes, two down. With Tomani on at first base. Lolito stares in at his catcher. Now he sets and delivers the 0-2 pitch. Line drive down the first base side. I think that went into a trash can. I think. No, maybe not. Went through the gates, or went through the fencing. Lolito sets and delivers a 0-2 pitch. Grounder, third base side, and just foul down the third base side. Count stays, no balls, two strikes. Two down here in the third. Just one hit in the game, and that went to Toledo. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Down low for a ball, one ball and two strikes. Tomani's been the lone runner for the Flyers. Walked. here in this third inning. Pitches outside for ball three, 2-2. Lolito sets and delivers the 2-2 pitch. Tomini getting good lead. Here's a fly ball well hit out towards center field. Going back as a center fielder. Underneath it is Pike, and he's got it. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the third. No runs, no hits, no errors. Runner left, and at the end of three complete. So Flyers nothing, Rockets nothing. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
I want to thank my mommy for loving me so much.
For taking me to the doctor when I broke my foot.
For leaving me alone when I wanted to be alone.
And now, as a grown-up, I'm thankful for being able to take care of you, my dear mom. For taking you to your therapies. For understanding that sometimes you simply want to be alone.
Roles change without us noticing. That's why AARP gives you the information to provide even better care for your loved one. Visit aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Ryan Steinauer on the mound for his fourth inning work. He's given up just one hit. He's walked one, struck out three. He's got 40 pitches. Mother Mac games today. Ball State is at Florida A&M. Central Michigan is at Oral Roberts and Akron. Taking on the Bearcats down at UC. Leading off here in the top of the fourth inning is the second baseman, Scott Makowitz. He walked and was forced out at second on the front end of a double play. Makowitz, White, and Walton do up for the Rockets here in the top of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. He squares around a bunt and did not offer at it. It's 1-1. One ball, one strike, the count to the leadoff hitter here in the fourth. Here's the pitch. It's in there for a called strike. 1-2 the count to Scott Makowitz, the second baseman. Swing and a miss, strike three. Fourth strikeout of the game, I think it is. Fourth strikeout for Steinauer. Let's bring up Braden White, who grounded out to short his first time up. There's a stretch and the first pitch outside for a ball to Braden White. Here's a fly ball out towards right and right at Paxton Tomini. Two down. Let's bring up Luke Walton, who singled. He's got the only hit of the game for either team. Luke Walton. Walton standing in from Sandusky. Went to Perkins High School up there in Sandusky. Here's the pitch. And never called strike one. There's a stretch in the pitch by Steinauer. Fly ball will hit out towards right. Going back, Tomini. Going back, and it is out of here. Home run. So Luke Walton deposits one over to the 330 mark out in right field. And it is 1-0 in favor of the Toledo Rockets. That was tattooed. They'll bring up Caden Konzak. Another left-hander. Second hit of the game for the Rockets. As Steinauer sets and delivers. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Konzak, a junior from Lewis Center, Ohio, went to Olentangy Orange High School. 1-0 is our score. Here's the pitch. Grounder to Arias at second base. They pick it up, fire over to Yaman, and that's going to do it for the Rockets here in the fourth inning. They do get a run on a hit. There were no errors, nobody left, and at the end of 3.5, it's the Rockets 1, Flyers nothing. Back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Yeah, back here at Werner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Flyers find themselves down 1-0. And that'll bring up the third baseman, Mason Dobie. Dobie grounded out to second his first time up. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Flyers back in action on Friday night afternoon at noon. Here's a pitch and a ground ball into center field for a base hit. Dobie gets the first hit of the game for the Flyers. And that'll bring up David Mendez. Mendez fly to right his first time up. Fans bundled up today. Good crowd on hand, though. Fans made their way from Toledo, too. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike at the inside of the plate. 0-1 to count. To Mendez, who's batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. Outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Mendez, a freshman from Holdy, Virginia, went to Independence High School. Made an impact already. Here's a fly ball back out of play. Count goes to one ball and two strikes. If you're out driving around, you better watch it when you come over to this way, especially if you're going to try and get on the highway. Time called. Ball and two strikes, the count to David Mendez, leading off the bottom of the fourth inning here. Or no, I take that back. Dobie singled. Here's a ground ball down the left field line. Dobie's going to round second. He's going to hold right there. So base hit has the first two men on. Right down the line. That'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman is 0-1. He grounded out to third. So two quick leadoff hits here in the fourth inning. So Eddie standing in. Here's the pitch. In the dirt. Nice job by the catcher, Wright, keeping it in front of him. Eddie, a sophomore from West Sand Lake, New York, and LaSalle Institute, as time is called, as one of the coaches from Toledo going to come out and talk to his pitcher, Lolito, try to calm him down. Nolan Watson on deck. So, nobody out with runners at first and second here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. 1-0 Toledo. They got their run in the top of the inning on a solo home run by Luke Walton. Umpire going out to break it up. So, nobody out here in the bottom half of the fifth inning as Yaman will stand in with a 1-0 count. There's a stretch and the 1-0 pitch by Lolito. He looks back at second base and fires. Ground ball third base side and out of play. Into the dugout, or into the bullpen down on the left field side. Action down in the Toledo bullpen. Lolito looks back at second base and fires. Line drive over the head of the shortstop. Into left field, and coming around to score the first run of the game for the Flyers is Mason Doby. And we're tied at one apiece. So Eddie gets an RBI, gets another RBI. And we're tied at one apiece. Stopping at second base was Mendez, so we're going to have a pitching change, and we'll get to that right after this. You're listening to Flyer Baseball. Your score, we're tied at one apiece.
Flyler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
New pitcher on the mound for the Rockets is Tristan Sippel. Is a 6-foot junior from Middletown. Went to Madison High School, home of the Mohawks. Get his stats for you here. Sipple making his fourth appearance. He's pitched 3 2/3 of an inning, giving up 2 hits, 2 runs, both earned. He's walked 3 and struck out 3 and has a 4.91 ERA. So this could be the first of many pitching changes here this afternoon. So Sipple looks back at second, and here's a pitch in a bunt. Just passes pitcher, and everybody's going to be safe. So an infield hit by Nolan Watson loads the bases up with nobody out. So David Padano will step in. David was out. And I got to see how he got out because I didn't see it. It was batter's interference that got him out. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. Next pitch is outside for a ball. I guess what it was when Tomani, she was it. I guess when Watson went to second, Padano interfered with the throw. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Two balls and a strike. Two and one to count. Padano standing in. Bases loaded. Infield in. Here's a foul at the plate. Two balls and two strikes. One one is our score. Padano is from Worcester, Mass. A junior, 6 foot four. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? No, he did not. Count goes to three balls and two strikes. Bases loaded, nobody out. Here in the fourth inning, a run in. Ball four. So Padano walks, gets an RBI on that one. So Ryan McDougal will stand in. McDougal left-handed, bases loaded, nobody out. Here in the fourth inning, 2-1 is our score. As Mendez comes in, it gives the Flyers a lead. Here's the pitch. In there for a called strike. Here's a pitch by Sipple. Over for a called strike two. Sipple looks over at first base and fires. Ground ball first base side, but foul. Count goes to one ball, two strikes. Yaman at third, Watson at second, and Padano at first. 2-1 is our score. Sipple delivers. Outside for ball two. 2-2 the count. Time will be called because the ball gets away from the catcher in the bullpen. Down Toledo way. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Sipple sets. Takes a quick look over at first and delivers and a foul ball back. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Nobody out. Dobie led off the inning with a base hit. Mendez also had a base hit. We've had four hits in a row and then a walk to Padano. Tomani on deck. Here's a swing and a miss by McDougal. And there's one down. First strikeout for Sipple.
Right fielder, Paxton Tomani.
That'll bring up Paxton Tomani, who walked his first time up. Ivan Arias on deck. So two runs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, giving the Flyers a 2-1 lead. Here's the pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball and no strikes. There's a stretch by Sipple. He checks the runners and a ground ball to the third base side. Into left field for a base hit. There comes one run in, and that's all it's going to be. As Yaman comes in to score, Watson stops at third. Padano at second. Tomaney gets an RBI single. That's hit number five in this inning. And it's now 3-1. Just one down. That'll bring up Ivan Arias, and time is called by the head coach of the Rockets. And I think we may have a pitching change. Let's see what's going to happen here. And new pitcher coming in. We're going to take a break. We'll have his stats coming up right after this.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Nathan Leininger steps to the mound for the Rockets. Leininger is from Powell, Ohio. He's a 6'4" sophomore. He went to Olentangy Liberty High School. He is making his third appearance. Wait a minute, here it is. So Leininger making his third appearance. He's pitched one inning, gave up three hits, three runs, all earned. He's walked two, struck out one, has a 27.0 ERA. So he will face Ivan Arias, the top of the order, just one down here in the fourth inning. 3-1 is our score. Flyers been good at getting a lot of runs in an inning. They had six the other day against High Point and eight against Vanderbilt last Tuesday. Here's a pitch. Misses inside for a ball. 2-0 the count to Ivan Arias. Ivan lined out to the third baseman his last time up. 2-0 the count with one down here in the fourth. Three runs in. Here's the pitch. And therefore called strike one. Ivan, the eighth man to hit in this inning for the Flyers. Still just one down. Here's the pitch. In there for called strike. Got the inside of the plate. 2-2 the count. Ivan didn't think so. He made a quick turn over to look at Coach King down at third base. Here's the stretch and the 2-2 pitch. Base is still loaded. Infield in. Here's the pitch. Ground ball third base side. He's going to come home. And did he get it? Yes, he did. He had to die. The catcher had to die for it and right. So it goes 5-2 on the put out. Everybody moves up one. Arias is on with the fielder's choice. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo 0-2. He grounded out to short and fly to center. So two down here in the fourth inning. 3-1. Dayton leading it. Here's the pitch. Called strike one. Leininger, the second one, second pitcher, or third pitcher. Leininger sets and delivers. Just misses inside for a ball. It couldn't have missed by much. 1-1 to count with two down here in the fourth. Three runs in. Leininger delivers. Got the corner for a called strike two. 1-2 the count. A ball, two strikes. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball left the middle into center field. Here comes one run around. Padano scores. And another run's going to score in Tomaney. And it's now 5-1. So two RBI single for Carlos Castillo. And that'll bring up Mason Dobie, who led off this inning with a base hit. So runners at first and second with two down, five runs in here in the seventh, in the fourth inning. Catcher Wright talking to the home plate umpire about something. Oh, they thought he left too early, or thought he was. Some at home plate. So here's Dobie standing in. He is 1-for-2 on the day. Grounded out and singled. Scored the first run of the game. Here's the pitch. Just misses outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So the Flyers have batted around here in inning number four. Here's the pitch. Got the corner for called strike one. Rockets did not give up a hit until this inning. Here's the pitch. Inside for ball, 2-1 the count. Outfield straightaway for Mason Dobie. Went blowing out towards right. Here's a stretch in the 2-1 pitch. High and outside for ball three. Third base is open. On deck will be David Mendez. There's a stretch by Leininger. And he delivers. Fly ball out towards left, and that is going to go foul. Count goes to three balls and two strikes, so the runners will be off. Arias at second, Castillo at first. A five-run fourth inning for the Flyers. All earned runs, too. Here's the pitch. Foul ball back out of play. Count stays 3-2. Three balls, two strikes, two out here in the fourth inning. Runners will be off. Here's a pitch. Inside, ball four. So Dobie is on with a walk. And that'll bring up David Mendez, who singled down the left field line his last time up here in the fourth. Two outs here in the fourth inning. Bases loaded. Arias at third. Castillo at second. Pitches inside for ball. Almost hitting. Dobie at first. Sent 11 men to the plate here in this inning. Pitches inside for a called strike at the inside corner. One ball, one strike. Two down here in the bottom half of the fourth inning. Here's the pitch. This is low for a ball, 2-1. We'll be back on the air on Friday at 11:30. First pitch will be at noon. Here's a pitch. Just misses down low for three. Ball three. South Dakota State Jackrabbits will be in town. There's a stretch in the 3-1 pitch. Ground ball, third base side, and that is a fair ball. Third baseman tagged the base, and Castillo was out. So nice job by Mariano. So that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the fourth. They get five runs on seven hits. There were no errors and two runners left on, and at the end of four complete, it's the Flyers five and the Rockets one. Back after this.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time Drag Week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, your score is Dayton 5 and Toledo 1. Dayton 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors. The Rockets run 2 hits and no errors. So here we go to the top of the fifth inning. Steinauer back out there after a long delay. Pitches in there for a called strike. I mean, he was on the bench for a long time. Wes Barker will lead it off. He struck out his first time up. Here's the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike to the first baseman. Here's a stretch by Steinauer and delivers. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Ryan's gone four innings, giving up two hits. A run, that was earned. That was a home run. Walked one, struck out four. He's pitched 50 pitches. A swing and a miss, strike three. So Parker strikes out for the second time today. Now Steinauer now has five Ks on today.
The catcher, Trey Wright.
Trey Wright will step in. He grounded out to Castillo at short his first time up. Ending the second inning. Nobody warming in the Dayton bullpen. There's action down in the Toledo bullpen, though. Pitch aside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's the pitch by Steinauer. In there for called strike one. Trey Mariano on deck. Flyers trying to win for the third time in a row. They took the final two games of the series down at High Point. Pitches, he just misses outside for a ball, 2-1. Right, a left-hander. Here's the pitch. Misses low and outside for a ball, 3-1. Three balls, one strike, one down here in the top of the fifth inning. Here's a pitch. Line drive out towards right field. That's going to get down for a base hit. Third hit of the game for the Rockets. So Trey Wright is on with a base hit, and that'll bring up Trey Mariano, the third baseman. Struck out his first time up.
Your attention, please. Now batting for Toledo, number four, Caleb Herbert.
I take that back. A new hitter for the Rockets. Caleb Herbert. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike. Herbert batting 200 with no home runs and three runs batted in. There's a stretch by Steinhauer. He looks over at first base and he fires. Grounder to Castillo. To second for one. Over to first. Double play. Second double play of the game for the Flyers. And that's going to do it for the Rockets here in the fifth. No runs on a hit. No errors and nobody left. And at the end of 4.5, it's the Flyers 5. And the Rockets 1 back after this. Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Profiler, Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler, Inc. To the bottom half of the fifth inning we go. A new pitcher on the mound for the Rockets. Let's get his number here in a second. Like it's number 37. Kyle Music is now on the mound for the Rockets. Music making his third appearance. All in relief. He's pitched an inning and a third, giving up a hit, a run. That was earned. He's walked one, struck out two, and has a 6.75 ERA.
Leading it off for Dayton
will be Eddie Yaman. Yaman on the day is 1-for-2. It was first pitch and a swing and a foul at the plate, going 1 to count to Yaman. Let's play here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Flyers lead at 5-1. So Music getting the sign. Now he sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Good speed by Music. So play here in the bottom half of inning number 5. Music delivers. Fly ball out towards right, and that's going to go foul. Into the Dayton bullpen. Flyers will be at home this weekend against South Dakota State. I would imagine they are on their way down here now. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Yaman down swinging. That'll bring up Nolan Watson. Watson is... 1-for-1. He was hit by a pitch. Was thrown out at second, but there was batter interference on Padano. So Watson comes in. Here's the pitch. Takes first pitch in there for a called strike one. David Padano on deck. 5-1 is our score. Each team got their runs in the fourth inning. Here's a pitch and a foul back out of play. No balls and two strikes to count. High school basketball starting at 6 o'clock tonight over here at the arena. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. With two strikeouts for Music, and that'll bring up David Padano. Padano walked out on batter's interference, so he's 0-for-1. Music trying to get out of this inning unscathed, trying to go down 1-2-3. Music sets and delivers the first pitch to Padano. That's high for a ball. One ball and no strikes. McDougal on deck. There's a 1-0 pitch. David squares around, busts it down to the third base side, and that foul. Caught the third baseman napping a little bit. And that will be Caleb Herbert. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. Ball and two strikes to count to David Padano. 5-1 is our score. 5-7-0 for the Flyers. 1-3-0 for the Rockets. Here's the pitch. Check swing. We did not go, though. Two balls and two strikes as it was outside. Nobody on with two down here in the fifth. Music rocks and fires and a swing and a miss. Strike three. So he strikes out the side. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left it at the end of five complete here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium. It's the Flyers 5 and the Rockets nothing, or Rockets 1. Back after this. This is the Gem City Sports Network.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children. A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening.
And back here at AES Ohio Stadium and Warner Field, we go to the top half of the sixth inning. And leading it off will be J.P. Wagner. Takes first pitch down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Steinauer in his sixth inning of work. Second pitch is in there for a ball. One ball and no two balls and no strikes. Steinauer's given up just three hits. Swing and a miss. Strike one. He's gone, he's pitched five innings, given up three hits, a run. That was an earned, that was a home run. He's walked one, struck out five, and he's thrown 61 pitches. Two balls and a strike to leadoff hitter here in the sixth. Here's the pitch and a ground ball, heading out to Castillo at short. Two Hopper firing over to first, got him. So Wagner out 6-3 on the putout. That'll bring up Garrett Pike. Pike on the day, 0 for 2. Grounded out to first and struck out. One down here in the sixth. Pitch is in there for a called strike one. Steinauer having a good outing here. Nobody warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Pitches outside for a ball. One ball and one strike. Game just an hour and 20 minutes old. We're already in the sixth inning. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. No balls and two strikes is going to have a switch. Dobie going out to play the right side of second base. Here's a pitch. Misses inside for ball two. Two balls, two strikes. Castillo at his shortstop position, but Dobie is standing at... There's three fielders on the right side of the field. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. Count stays two balls, two strikes. Five one is our score. Flyers leading it, scoring five times in the fourth inning. Time called. Two balls, two strikes with one down here in the sixth inning. Cool afternoon here at Warner Field. Here's the pitch. Fly ball heading out towards left. Camping underneath it is Mendez, and there's two down. It'll bring up Scott Makowicz. Makowicz is 0-for-1. He walked in the first. First pitch to him is down low for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two down here in the sixth. Steinauer sets and delivers. Just high and inside for a ball, 2-0 the count. Coach is telling Tomani to back up just a little bit for this left-hander. Here's the pitch. Got the inside corner for a called strike one, 2-1 the count. Action down in the Toledo bullpen. Got a right-hander warming up. Here's the stretch and a pitch by Steinauer. Ground ball foul down the first baseline. An error on the first base coach. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Deuce is wild. There's the pitch. Ground ball first base side once again. This time the first base coach makes up for it and grabs it. Fires the ball into the Dayton dugout, throws it away. Goes off the screen. Two balls, two strikes, two out. To Scott Makowicz. Here's the pitch. High and inside for ball three. 3-2. Flyers trying to go 6-5 on the season as they await the arrival of South Dakota State. Three balls, two strikes. Here's the payoff pitch. Down low, ball four. So another walk issued by Ryan Steinauer. That'll be his second walk. And that'll bring up Braden White. White 0-for-2. He's grounded out to short and fly to right. Is two times up at the plate today. Now there's action down in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the pitch. Fly ball pop up inside. Calling for it is Castillo. He has it, and that's going to do it for the Rockets here in the sixth. They get no runs on no hits, no errors, and a runner left at the end of 5.5. It's the Flyers 5 and the Rockets 1. Back after this.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter. 5-1 is our score as we move to the bottom half of the sixth inning. Five runs, seven hits, no errors for the Flyers. A run, three hits, no errors for the Rockets. And into the game for Toledo is a new pitcher, Logan Denison. That's how you pronounce it.
Leading off for the Flyers, the designated hitter, Ryan McDougal.
So Ryan McDougal will stand in to face the new pitcher for the Dan Sizen is the pitcher. First pitch is in there for a called strike to McDougal. Here's the pitch. Foul back out of play. Count goes to no balls and two strikes. McDougal 0 for 2 today. He struck out twice. Next pitch is a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a pitch. A little bit outside for ball two. Dan Eisen is from Sylvania, Ohio. Transferred in from Purdue. Here's a fly ball. Well hit out towards center field. Going over to the center fielder and Pike, and he's got it, and there's one down. They'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Tomaney is 1-for-1. He's walked and singled and scored in the 5-run fourth. One down here in the sixth. We'll be back here on Friday afternoon at high noon. First pitch will be at noon. We'll be on the air at 11:30. Flyers and South Dakota State. Here's the windup and the pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball and no strikes. One out here in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the pitch. A fly ball out towards left. Going back on it is the left fielder. Now coming in on it is Walton. He's got it and there's two down.
The second base.
Wind playing tricks out there. Walton. Ivan Arias will step to the plate. Ivan on the day is 0 for 3. Had a fielder's choice his last time up. Stranded the third. Pitches in there, a little outside for a ball. One ball, no strikes. There's a windup and a 1-0 pitch. This is low for a ball. One ball, no strikes, the count to Ivan Arias. Here's a pitch outside for ball two. 2-0 the count. He's talking to a scout from the Cleveland Guardians. It's a team I root for. I've been rooting for them for a long time. Ball four, or no, called strike at the outside corner. Now it's three balls and two strikes. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball four. Arias is on with a walk. And that'll bring up Carlos Castillo.
Carlos Castillo.
Singled in two runs his last time up. Two down here in the bottom of the sixth inning, 5-1 Dayton leading it. Here's the pitch. This is low and outside with a curveball. No ball, no strikes. Outfield straight away. Throw over to first. There he is, back safe. Arias walked. With two down here in the sixth inning. There's the pitch. Ground ball, third base side, and foul. Nobody warming in the Dayton bullpen, but they've got a right-hander warming up in the Toledo bullpen. 1-1 is our 1-1 to count. Here's the pitch and a fly ball right side. Coming over is the right fielder in Konzak, and he's got it, and that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the sixth inning. No runs on no hits. There was no errors or runner left, and at the end of six complete here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, it's Flyers 5 and the Rockets 1. Back after this.
Enter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley. Ryan Steinhauer back out on the mound for his seventh inning of work. Just giving up three hits today on one run. Luke Walton will lead it off for the Rockets here in the top half of the seventh inning. It'll be Walton, Konzak, and Parker due up for the Rockets here in the seventh inning. They trail at 5-1. Here's the pitch. Steinhauer's at 80 pitches right now. Here's the pitch. Pitch is low for ball two. 2-0 the count. Nobody warming in the Dayton bullpen. Here's a ground ball to right, into right field for a base hit for Luke Walton. He had a home run his last time up, so he's 1-for-2. Or no, he's 3-for-3. That'll bring up Caden Konzak. Konzak 0-for-2 on the day. He's grounded out to first and grounded out to second. Fourth hit of the game for the Rockets, as we do have action down in the Dayton bullpen now. Steinhauer getting the sign. Now he sets. Looks over at first base. Rocks and fires. Got the corner for a called strike. The ball's in the strike to Konzak. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Nolan Watson. 0-2 the count. Here's Here's a stretch and the 0-2 pitch. Nice save by Watson. I don't know if he's listening in, but Alan Frank was sitting in front of us. His grandson was Wes Parker, who's on deck. Have a safe trick. Back to PA. Here's the pitch. Swing and a foul back. Count stays 1-2. Five-1 is our score. All the runs came in the fourth inning. Here's a pitch. Called strike 3. Konzak out on strikes, and that'll bring up Wes Parker, who struck out twice.
Your attention, please. Now batting for Toledo, number 24, Jake Hill.
Number 24 is going to be hitting for him. So Parker is out, and Nate Hill will step to the plate. Hill batting 200. That takes first pitch in there for a cold strike. 0 for 1, no home runs, a run batted in. 3 for 15 on the year. Steinauer looks over at first. Now he fires. This is low for a ball. 1-1. I think Ryan is going to be, since his last inning. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. 1-1, the count. Steinauer sets, looks over at first base. There's a ground ball right back to him. That hits him. He's going to have to go over to first base. They got him. 1-3, and I think. And he is hurting as the trainer is going to come out to check on Ryan. And so it's Jason King. He got hit in the foot. And it just, on a day like today, it is not, does not feel good. So who's ever down there in the bullpen, they're going to call him in. So Steinauer is going to sit down. Pitch 6 2/3 innings, gave up 4 hits, a run. That was earned, walked 2, struck out 6. Threw 91 pitches. Nice job today by Ryan Steinauer. So we're going to take a break. Be back with the info on the new pitcher back after this.
Everybody buckle up.
Bum, 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 bum.
Buckle up.
Let's go.
Buckle up.
Go to the store.
Come on,
buckle up.
Everybody buckle up.
A lot goes on in the car, but you're in control. So only move when you hear the click that says they're buckled in. Never give up until they buckle up. Learn more at safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. The Gem City Sports Network.
Luke Baker in on the mound for the Flyers. Let's see, where is he at here? Baker making his sixth appearance. He started one game. He's pitched 4 1/3 innings, gave up 10 hits, 6 runs, all earned. He's walked 4, struck out 3, and has a 12.46 ERA. So, Steinauer is out. I think that was going to be either his last batter of the game, or if he got him, or maybe one more hitter. But he's now out of the game because he got hit in the foot, and that had to hurt. So Baker is on the mound. So here we go. Stepping to the plate. Be Trey Wright. Wright singled his last time up. He's also grounded out, 1-for-2. So runner at second base, and Luke Walton pitches outside for a ball, one ball, no strike. Baker, a left-hander. Here's the pitch. Outside, ball gets past Watson, and going down to third on the wild pitch is Walton. Baker, a senior, left-hand pitcher, 6'6", out of Gainesville, Florida. Transferred in from Jacksonville University before last year. Two balls and no strikes to count. To Luke Walton, here's a pitch. In there for called strike one. Two balls and a strike. With two down here in the seventh inning. Runner at third base in Luke Walton. Trey Wright standing in. Left-hander set, delivers. Breaking pitch over for a called strike. Two balls, two strikes. Two down here in the seventh inning. 5-1. Flyers lead it. Here's a pitch and a fly ball heading out towards right or left field. That's going to get over the head of Mendez. Goes all the way to the wall. And Wright's going to stop in at second base with an RBI double as Walton comes in to score. So you can close the book on Ryan Steinauer. Steinauer goes 6 2/3. Here's the time called by Herbert. Herbert 0-for-1. Takes a ball. One ball, no strikes. So close the book on Ryan. Goes 6 2/3, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs. Those were both earned. 2 walks, 6 strikeouts. Breaking pitch over for a called strike one. So Luke Baker in for him. Baker staring at his wrist. He's got those newfangled things that you can get the sign on. He's got about 5 seconds. He's got to hurry it up. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. Nice pitch, got the corner. Ball and two strikes, two out. Runner standing at second base and Trey Wright, who doubled down the left field line. Over the left field's head. Just misses for ball two. Two balls and two strikes. Action down in the Dayton bullpen, a right-hander. There's a stretch in the pitch. Swing and a foul tip into the glove of Nolan Watson, and that's going to do it for the Rockets here in the seventh inning. They get a run on 2 hits, no errors, and a runner left on at the end of 6.5. It's the Flyers 5 and the Rockets 2 back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From 2-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Kelly's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation. Flyer Baseball has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lily's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by a Special Wish Foundation of Dayton and Southwest Ohio, and also by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley. Gem City Sports Network. We move to the bottom half of the seventh inning, 5-2, Flyers leading. It'll be Dovey, Mendez, and Yaman due up here in the bottom half of the seventh inning for the Flyers. Here's the pitch. New pitcher on the mound for the Rockets. And Yanni. There's a fly ball out towards left field. Going over to left fielder. And he's got a nice diving catch by the left fielder in Walton. That was an ESPN web gem on that one. That'll bring up David Mendez. He is 1-for-3 on the day. Mendez batting right-handed. Here's the pitch. Endifer called strike one. Johnny Skiriotis fell back into the screen, and he lost the handle on his bat as it flew over to the Toledo bench. And I mean, that was a helicopter running over there. So Mendez will step back in. With no balls and two strikes to count. One out here in the bottom half of the seventh inning on a nice grab by the left fielder. One ball, two strikes to count to David Mendez with Eddie Yaman, the fourth, on deck. Here's the windup and the pitch. In the dirt for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Crowd starting to file in for basketball over at the arena. Here's the pitch. Check swing. Did he go? Foul tip into the glove. And that'll bring up Eddie Yaman. Yaman 1-for-3 on the day. He's grounded out, singled, and scored in the fourth, and he struck out in the fifth. Skiriotis delivers in the dirt for a ball. One ball, no strikes. Two down here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Nolan Watson on deck. Here's the pitch. Inside. Oh, got the inside corner. Kind of jammed him. One ball, one strike. Here's the pitch. In the dirt for a ball. 2-1. Game's an hour and 49 minutes old, and we are in the top of the bottom of the seventh. Here's the pitch. Called strike two. Two balls and two strikes to Yaman. Deuces wild on the board. Two balls, two strikes, two out. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike three. And that's going to do it for the Flyers here in the seventh. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left. And at the end of seven complete, Flyers 5. Rockets 2.
Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc. Profiler Inc., your local source for custom graphics, including banners, decals, and custom apparel for your corporate, school, or personal needs. For more information, check us out on the web at www.profilerinc.com or on our Facebook page, Profiler Inc.
A Special Wish Foundation of Dayton has a new name. It is now a Special Wish Foundation Dayton and Southwest Ohio chapter. They now serve 20 counties in Southwest Ohio and work with families whose children are being seen at Dayton Children's and Cincinnati Children's Hospitals. The organization has granted over 1,800 wishes to those children battling life-threatening illnesses. To find out how you can help make a special wish come true, log on to their website, aspecialwishdayton.org, or call them at 937-223-WISH. A Special Wish Foundation is a 501c3, and all funds stay within the local community to support local children.
No matter the threat or where the front line may be, our armed forces protect and defend us every day. But what does it take to strengthen our service members and keep them focused on the mission? What does it take to keep our military connected to family, home, and country? It takes a force. Be a force behind the forces. Join the USO in helping service members and their families. Give today at csohio.uso.org.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball. J.P. Wagner stepping to the plate. He's got a one ball, one strike count as we play here in the eighth inning. Baker delivers and a ground ball first base side, foul. It'll be Wagner, Pike, and Makowicz. Do up here in the top of the eighth inning. 5-2 is our score. There's a stretch by Baker. Left-hander kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. That'll bring up the center fielder, Garrett Pike. Pike on the day is 0-3. Grounded the first, struck out, and fly to the left. There's a stretch by Baker, and he fires. Over for a called strike, breaking pitch. Baker sets once again. Here's the 0-1 pitch as he goes from the stretch. Swing and a miss, strike two. Now Dobie's going to go out to play short right field or right center on Pike. Here's the pitch. Ground ball foul down the third base side. Another error on the first base coach. And he throws it away. Like get on the coaches every once in a while. No balls, two strikes, one out. Here's the pitch. And that hits him. Breaking pitch did not break. So that puts Pike on at first base, and that'll bring up Scott Makowicz. Makowicz is 0-2 on the day. Or make it 0-1. He's walked twice and struck out. Second baseman standing in, batting left-handed. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for ball. One ball, no strikes. Makowicz from Millbury, Ohio. Senior, here's the pitch. Over for a called strike one, breaking pitch. One ball, one strike, one down with a runner at first base. Here in the eighth inning, Flyers lead at 5-2. There's a stretch by Baker, and he fires. In the dirt, ball two. right-hander warming up in the Dayton bullpen. Here's Baker staring over at first base, delivers. This is outside for ball three, 3-1. And every time is called. Tommy Winterstein going out to the mound. His wife sitting over here. Talking to Baker, letting the right-hander warm up in the bullpen. Can't see the number. So here we go. 3 balls and a strike with one down. Winterstein heads back to the first base dugout. Here's the pitch. Ball four. So third time, Maskowitz has been on with a walk. That puts runners at first and second with one down, the tying run coming to the plate. So Braden White will step to the plate. He's 0 for 3. Grounded out short, fly to right. Slide to short. And that's going to do it for Butler, it's going to do it for Baker. And we're going to take a break too. Back with a new pitcher right after this.
Hi, this is Doug Brown from the Gem City Sports Network. Throughout the years, we've provided coverage of a wide range of sports, including high school baseball, football, basketball, and soccer, as well as Central State Marauders football and basketball. You do baseball also. And do you know what the best part is? It's all free. That's right, absolutely free. We sincerely appreciate you tuning in to the Gem City Sports Network, your ultimate source for local sports here in the Miami Valley.
Back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, and on the mound now is Michael Fortis. Fortis is making his fifth appearance. He's pitched 4 2/3 innings, given up 6 hits, 4 runs, all earned. He's walked 7, struck out 7, has a 7.71 ERA. So Baker goes 2/3 of an inning, gives up a hit and a walk, 2 strikeouts, a wild pitch. And a hit batsman through 14 pitches. So runners at first and second with one down. Braden White coming in. And once again, Fortis is in on the mound for the Flyers. Let's see here. Trying to get some information on Michael. Fortis is a 6'2 junior from Weston, Florida. I bet he's freezing up here right now. He played at Palm Beach State last year. He was there for 2 years. Transferred up here. He is a major in sports management. So here we go. Fortis trying to get out of this inning. Here's a pop-up. Coming in is Yaman calling for it. He's got it. There's one pitch, one out, or out number two. So Fortis trying to get out of this inning for Baker. And that'll bring up Luke Walton. Walton has been a thorn in the side of the Flyers today. He's 3 for 3, singled twice and homered to right. So Fortis is going to try and get Walton out for the first time today. Here's the pitch. Down in the dirt for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. It's starting to get a little dark here. It is 5 o'clock here in the East Coast. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch stays high and outside for a ball, 2-1, 2-0. Runners at first and second. Pike at second. Makowicz at first. Florida sets. Checks the runner back at second base and fires the 2-0 pitch. Ground ball foul down into the Dayton bullpen. Ball and two strikes now. Walton standing back in, batting left-handed. Here's the stretch and the 2-1 pitch. Foul back. Count goes to 2 balls and 2 strikes. Walton, the tying run. Pike at second. Makowicz at first. There's a stretch and a pitch to Walton. Swing and a miss. So Fortis comes in and gets the final two outs for the So Makowicz, there are two runners left, no runs, no hits, no errors, two runners left, and at the end of 7.5, it's the Flyers 5 and the Rockets 2 back after this.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert. Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth. Step out of the car, please. I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home.
Yeah, just be careful when you get out there if you're drinking and driving. Call a designated driver. Now on the mound for the Rockets will be Patrick Dillon. Dillon has made one appearance. This is his second. Pitched one-third of an inning, gave up a hit, no runs, one walk, no strikeouts. You have to record an ERA. Like I was saying, you got March Madness coming up. You got St. Patrick's Day coming up. And around here in the Dayton area, this is a wild, this is a very, very busy, high-traffic area around the University of Dayton Arena when it comes to March Madness. Got the state finals. You got the first four. So, and then on top of that, you got St. Patrick's Day. So here we go. Nolan Ryan will step in as the Flyers will bat, hopefully for the last time today. In the bottom half of the eighth inning, they lead it 5-2. Five runs, seven hits, and no errors for the Flyers. Two runs, five hits, no errors for the Rockets. First pitch to Watson is in there for a called strike. Thank you. Here's a pitch. This is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. The lights come on here inside. Pop up behind the plate. Catcher has it. One up, one down. So Watson is out, fouling out to his counterpart, the catcher, in right. That'll send David Pedano to the plate. David is 0-for-2 with a walk. With a walk. With the bases loaded, and he had an RBI. There's a windup and a pitch, and it's in there for a ball, a little high. There's a windup and a pitch by Dillon. Pitch is in there for a called strike one, two. Strike one, one, two ball, or one ball, one strike with one out here in the bottom of the eighth inning. There's a windup and a pitch. Down low for ball two. Looking ahead to the ninth inning for the Rockets, it'll be Konzak, Hill, and Wright. Here's a pitch. Low and outside for ball three, 3-1. I know Brookville's playing Marymount over there at the arena in the late game. I forget who's in this one, in the first one. Pitch is in there for a called strike. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Tell you what, if they had lights here at the stadium, that they would be on. There's a windup and a pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Padano out on out swinging. Two down, and that'll bring up Ryan McDougal. McDougal is 0 for 3. Struck out twice and flied to center. This kid has some power. Nobody warming in the Dayton bullpen. Here's the pitch outside and high for ball. 1 ball and no strikes. There is action down in the Toledo bullpen. Should the Flyers or should they give up 2 runs here? Or give up 3 runs in the ninth? Here's the pitch. Fly ball well hit out towards left field. Coming in is the left fielder and gets past him. McDougal's going to round second. He's going to stop at second base with a double. So McDougal chips in with a double out to left field as the left fielder, Walton, tried to make another dive. Diving catch, did not make it. So the eighth hit of the game for the Flyers puts McDougal at second base, and that'll bring up Paxton Tomaney. Paxton singled. Chris Carroll now running at second base for McDougal. He'll be the DH should they bat around again. So Tomaney will stand in. He is 1 for 2 on the day. Singled. He's walked, singled, and fly to left. He's also scored a run with an RBI. Here's a pitch. Misses high for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. 2 out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Game 2 hours and 7 minutes old. Here's the pitch. Ball gets away. Going to third is Carroll. So wild pitch puts the runner at third. Now we're going to have a visit to the mound. It's getting a little dark out there, and I'm probably lighter out there than what I can see. So Toledo trailing at 5-2. The coach coming back off the field and staying out there will be Patrick Dillon. Two balls, no strikes. 2 out here in the bottom of the 8th inning. Here's the pitch. Pitch is high for ball 3, 3-0. So an insurance run standing out at third base in Chris Carroll. Here's the pitch. Ball 4. So Paxton Tomaney walks, and that'll bring up Ivan Arias. Arias is 0 for 3 with a walk. He also reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth. So two down with runners at first and third. Arias at first, Carroll at third, Tomaney at first. There's a stretch and a pitch. Ball gets away. Here comes a run in. Carroll's going to come in to score. That's going to make it 6-2. And going to second base would be Paxton Tomaney on a wild pitch. Six to two, Flyers leading it. Flyers scoring 5 times in the fourth inning and 1 here in the 8th. 6-2 is our score. Runner Tomaney down at second base. 2 down. Here's the pitch. Up high for a ball. 2-0 the count. Not a bad crowd for this Wednesday afternoon on a cool afternoon. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Just misses low for a ball to 3-0 the count now to Ivan Arias. Carlos Castillo on deck. Here's the pitch. Inside, ball gets away. And going to third base will be Tomini, with Arias standing over at first base with a walk. That'll bring up Carlos Castillo. Castillo 0-for-4 on the day. Or no, I take that back. He is 1-for-4. And we're going to have a new pitcher on the mound for Toledo. We'll have his information right after this.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
Probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network.
Now pitching for the for Toledo is Dane Hall. Hall from Miamisburg, Ohio. Kind of a homecoming here. I'm sure his family's here. He's making his fourth appearance. He's pitched four innings, given up 6 hits, 5 runs, all earned. He's walked 5 and struck out 3. He's got a 11.25 ERA, and he's 0-2. Oh, no, he isn't. Thought he was 0-2, but that was a pitcher below him. So the Flyers lead at 6-2, 6-8-0 for the Flyers, and 2-5-0 for the Rockets, with Hall coming in to pitch. Tomini's going to go back to third. Arias will be going back to first. Carlos Castillo will come to the plate. Glad you can join us on this cool Wednesday afternoon here in Dayton. Other scores, oh my goodness, Virginia leading George Washington 19-8 in the sixth inning. South Carolina leads Davidson 4-1 in the sixth. Marist leads Fordham 4-1. Hall sets, looks over at third base and fires. Pitches high and inside as Arias goes to third base on a stolen base, uncontested. VCU and East Carolina and St. Bonaventure and Pittsburgh were canceled. There's a pitch high and inside for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. Two and oh the count. There's a pitch high and inside for ball three. 3-0 the count. Watching the game the other day between Toledo and Southeast Missouri State, and Hall came in and pitched an inning. Here's the pitch. And never called strike one. I'm sure he wanted to get into this game because he's coming home for change. You know, he's coming home. 3 balls and a strike to Carlos Castillo with runner at second base second and third. Pitches high, ball four, so the bases are now loaded. So Tomani's at third, Arias at second, Castillo at first. That'll bring up Mason Dobie. Dobie on the day is 1-for-3. Dobie left-handers, ground ball first base side. Going right to the first baseman. He's going to snag it, and that's going to do it. for Dayton. They do get a run, though, on one hit. No errors, three runners left, and at the end of a complete, it's the Flyers 6, Rockets 2, back after this.
Profiler Performance Products is an all-American manufacturer of racing cylinder heads and intake manifolds. From two-time drag week winner Jeff Lutz to the winningest bracket champions like Disco Dean Karn, Profiler Performance has become the overwhelming choice of drag racing's best-known name. Profiler Performance offers the absolute best bolt-on performance for cylinder heads and intake, utilizing their own in-house custom casting and CNC machining. For more information, visit ProfilerPerformance.com or find them on Facebook. Profiler Performance, they make power they haven't even used yet.
Lily's New Creation, located in Springfield, Ohio, is your one-stop shop for full-service remodeling, residential and commercial cleaning, and full-service carpet cleaning. Serving the Miami Valley for over 18 years, you can call for an appointment at 937-925-5834. Once again, that's 937-925-5834. That's Lily's New Creation.
And back here at Warner Field at AES Ohio Stadium, Michael Fortas will try to close it out for the Flyers. Tommy Winterstein's brothers are listening in today. One in South Carolina, the other one in South Dakota. South Dakota coming here, South Dakota State. They'll be here on Friday, noon start. So here we go. First pitch, breaking pitch over for a called strike to Caden Konczak, who is 0-4-3 on the day. He struck out looking his last time up. No balls and a strike to him. Here's the windup and a pitch by Fortas. Inside and low, one ball, one strike. Oh, by the way, Winterstein, your sister-in-law told me. Pitches inside for a ball. 2-1. So you're going to get a call tonight. 2-1 to the leadoff hitter here in the ninth. Here's a pitch. High and outside for ball three. 3-1 the count. Fortas looking down at his wrist, and it's a new way to get the signs. Here's the pitch. Breaking pitch over for a called strike two. 3-2 the count to the leadoff hitter here in the ninth. And Caden Konczak. Here's the pitch. Foul to plate. That hurt. That had to hurt. Cole Cahill is on deck for the Rockets. 3-2 to the leadoff hitter here in the ninth. Here's the windup and a pitch by Fortas. Swing and a miss, strike three. That'll bring up a pitcher. Cole Cahill will stand in. He's batting 286 with a home run, two runs batted in. First pitch is a ball, one ball, no strikes. One out here in the ninth. Here's the pitch. And they're for called strike one. 1-1. Fortas delivers. Fly ball heading out towards left. And it's Mendez, and he has it. There's two down. They'll bring up Trey Wright. Wright, the final hope for the Rockets to keep this thing going. Wright on the day is 2-3. He's grounded out, singled, and doubled. There's a windup and a pitch. Called strike one. Two out here in the ninth. Flyers lead at 6-2. There's a windup and a pitch by Fortis. Just misses inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Flyers will improve to 6-5 should they hold on. Here's the pitch. Just misses low for ball two. Two balls and a strike. Outfield straight away for Wright, the catcher. Here's the windup and a pitch. Fly ball, little looper out towards Yaman. He's going to snag it, and that's going to do it. Your final score, the Flyers 6 and the Flyers 6 and the Rockets 2. 6 runs, 8 hits, no errors for the Flyers, 2 runs, 5 hits, no errors for the Rockets. The winning pitcher is Ryan Steinauer, and the losing pitcher will be their starter in Lolito. So, that's going to do it for us. We'll be back here on Friday when the South Dakota State Jackrabbits come calling here at AES Ohio Stadium. So until then, this is Doug Brown saying so long, and thank you for listening to today's game. Today's game has been a presentation of the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Good afternoon, everyone.
Thank you for listening to Flyer Baseball. Today's game has been brought to you by Profiler Performance Products, by Lilly's New Creation, by Profiler Inc., by the USO, by Special Wish Foundation of Dayton in Southwest Ohio, and by the Gem City Sports Network, your source for local sports in the Miami Valley, the Gem City Sports Network. Join us next time for all the exciting play-by-play action of Flyer Baseball right here on the Gem City Sports Network.